What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Curry Seldom Crashed Air India Flight. As you guys know, an Air India flight recently crashed. Special thanks to Shane for uploading a video here on MGTOW TV from a pilot by the name of Captain Steve, who said in all likelihood what happened was pilot error, that the pilot accidentally disengaged the flaps while keeping the landing gear down. So for those of you guys who don't know, when a plane takes off, it takes off with the flaps 5 degrees down like this to give it lift, you know. And once the plane clears the runway, the landing gear is raised. That way the plane is obviously more aerodynamic. So what this Curry Sale pilot did is that he did the exact opposite. He disengaged the flaps while keeping the landing gear down, and because of that he pretty much killed all people on board, with the exception of one dude who jumped out of the exit row seat or some dumb shit like that. By the way, guys, when I fly on Spirit, because I'm a silver member, I sit next to the exit row seat. I sit in the exit row seat because, you know, gives me more leg room. And yes, you can actually take apart the exit row window in case of emergency. So it's totally believable that this guy was like, oh shit, the plane is gonna go down, you know, let me jump off, you know, while the plane is still, you know, 100 feet above the ground, and just take my chances. Because a plane that's gonna crash, it's gonna hit something, and it's fully loaded with fucking gasoline, that shit is gonna burn the place the fuck up, you know. When a plane crashes, guys, like that, it's not so much the impact, it's the damn fuel in the plane that causes the people to get, you know, literally fried. So it's totally plausible that the guy was like, oh shit, this bitch is gonna crash, let me jump out of the exit row seat. Which, again, you can jump out of the exit row seat, I know, I've been there. Not that I jumped out of it, but you can jump out of it in a case of an emergency. You, as an individual, can actually open up the exit row window. In fact, they tell you, they ask you that, hey, are you willing and able to support the crew in opening the window seat, the emergency row seat, in case of an emergency? You have to say yes, otherwise, you know, you go sit somewhere else, you know? So, getting to the point of this video, guys, how the hell did Curry Seldom end up destroying Air India flight, okay? Now, if you are a pilot, okay, and you had thousands of hours, whether it's on a flight simulator or actually doing flying, and you accidentally disengage the flaps, not the landing gear. This is the exact equivalent of me as a cook to accidentally put rat poison instead of paprika. I don't even have rat poison on this truck, okay? But I'm just saying, you know, for me to accidentally put rat poison instead of paprika in my food, I'm either totally inept or I got some sort of death wish going on. Now, in case of this Curry Sale, in all likelihood, he was inept, okay? And I'm gonna tell you why. You see, at our masjid here in Martin County, we have a lot of Indian students who come to the flight school. It's called Treasure Coast Flight School. A lot of Indian kids, they go there because it's actually cheaper and better for them to go to the flight school here in America than it is for them to go to a flight school in fucking Hyderabad or some dumb shit like that in India. Okay, now the reason why I call them kids is because even though these kids are well into their 20s, like TFM said in one of his live streams, Indians are the least dimorphic people on the face of the planet. meaning that you cannot tell the difference between an Indian guy and an Indian girl because their bodies are so similar. In fact, I'd venture to say Indian women are actually more manlier than Indian men, that Indian women are actually bigger than Indian men. I know that for a fact because, again, they come to our masjid. So, with Indians being around Yogi Ob's height of like fucking 5'4", 5'5", and they look like they have the body of a 10-year-old kid. And by the way, TFM did a live stream about an Indian guy in like fucking Europe. He tried to rip a white woman and she beat the shit out of him. So what does that tell you guys? Indian guys have the body of a 10-year-old kid. Now, what this has to do with the pilot is that a lot of these Indians, because they have the body of a 10-year-old kid, they're viewed as fucking kids. This is why I call these Indian pilots who come to our school, who come to our masjid here in Florida, I call them kids. I don't call them men because they don't look like men. They look like fucking kids. So that has a psychological impact on them where they don't take the world seriously because nobody is taking them seriously. Let me say that one more time to all the Yogi Obs and Coach Bitchbells out there who are too low IQ to understand things the first time around. The reason why Indian kids don't take shit seriously is because nobody takes them seriously because they look like kids, because they are physically weak and pathetic, okay? Now, a lot of these Indian kids, they drink alcohol, they get arrested for DUI, shit like that. They don't take the world seriously, okay? Now, opposite of that, you get me. I'm 6'3", 240 pounds. People expect me to take things seriously. Look, nobody can ever say Amar Mitwali is a boy, okay? Amar Mitwali is a fucking man. You can't say I'm a boy, okay? Yogi Obs is a boy. The typical Indian is a boy, okay? You can't say Amar Mitwali at 6'3", 240 pounds is a fucking boy, okay? So I have to bring my A game because people expect a lot out of me, okay? Indians, on the other hand, because they're so physically inferior, nobody expects anything out of the Indian people, so to them it's all fun and play. I guarantee you that the curry seal, he was just, oops, too late now, motherfucker, you dead, nigger. So, this is why you guys out there gotta understand that having Indians in America is not a good thing, okay? Like, all the good Indians, the West has imported all the good Indians decades ago. The only Indians out there are the inferior Indians, okay? Those are the ones who Trump is importing into America. And that's gonna be a big problem because, again, at the end of the day, nobody takes Indians seriously simply because of their physical deformity or inferiority, if you want to look at it like that. Now, Yogi Obs, guys, let me tell you something about Yogi Obs, okay? You know what destroyed Yogi Obs? It wasn't, what destroyed Yogi Obs was not him literally spitting on MGTOW, okay? What destroyed Yogi Obs is when he met Captain Sinbad, okay? Captain Sinbad is verified 6 foot tall Indian, looks good, Hollywood actor, high IQ, fully American, no accent. Pretty much, Captain Sinbad was everything Yogi Obs was, except he was 6 inches taller, and Yogi Obs just could not handle that inferiority compared to Captain Sinbad. Now, when Yogi Obs met Captain Sinbad, Yogi Obs was at 50,000 subscribers and growing. Captain Sinbad, on the other hand, he was only 25,000 subscribers. And I remember, you know, a couple of weeks after that disastrous meeting took place, I commented on one of Captain Sinbad's video asking, hey man, are you still kicking it with Yogi Obes? And he told me, quote unquote, me and him don't see things eye to eye. Yeah, no pun intended right there, guys. So today, Captain Sinbad, he has close to 1 million subscribers. He probably made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of his YouTube career. He has Hollywood production videos. His life, thanks to YouTube, has gone probably a lot better than he could have ever anticipated. While Yogi Obes, on the other hand, you know, he deleted all his social media accounts. Last we heard, he's living in Sweden selling insurance, you know. So what happened to Yogi Obes? What made Yogi Obes, who seemingly had everything going so well for him, what made him throw it all away and live in relative obscurity? It's because he just couldn't fathom the fact that Captain Sinbad was physically so superior to him. Like, Captain Sinbad was up here, Yogi Obes, no pun intended, of course, was down here. He just couldn't handle it. Now, you guys take me for example, right? Captain Sinbad is better looking than me. He's more of a better speaker than me. He's probably higher IQ than me. Nevertheless, I can hold my own compared to Captain Sinbad. But Yogi Obes, because he was so genetically inferior height-wise compared to Captain Sinbad, he just couldn't handle it. Have you guys seen that video of that Bagel Boy or Bagel Boy? That's what they call him. You know, they don't call him Bagel Man. They call him Bagel Boy, even though the guy was like in his 50s. You know, for those of you who don't remember, Bagel Boy or Bagel Guy, if you want to be nice to him, was like a 4'10" or a 4'11" guy, well into his 50s or 40s, and he just went off while he was at a bakery, because the women who were working there weren't like fucking making fun of his height, but they were scoffing at him, and he just was like, it's because I'm short, isn't it? And yeah, dude, it's because you're short, that's why nobody's taking you seriously and people are laughing at you, because you're like a fucking 4'10" midget, you know. It's the same thing with Yogi Obes, you know. Yogi Obes knows that at the end of the day, nobody's taking him seriously because of his height. It's the same thing with these Indian kids who come to the flight school, you know. Nobody's taking them seriously because of their height. So they get to live in this some sort of la-la land where it is what it is, guys. So going back to Yogi Obes, you know, Yogi Obes was sitting on a bench next to Captain Sinbad, and Yogi Obes' feet was barely touching the ground while Captain Sinbad was man-splitting. And even though I was watching the video, I just felt that I felt the hate, anger, resentment, envy, and jealousy that Yogi Obes had for Captain Sinbad was so great that all I can say is, guys, I never seen anybody had so much hate, anger, and resentment for another human being more than Yogi Obes had for Captain Sinbad on that day. And Captain Sinbad knew it. Again, at the end of the day, Captain Sinbad had height superiority over Yogi. And Yogi Obes knew it. Yogi Obes knew that if he had the height that Captain Sinbad had, his life would be so much better. Again, look at Captain Sinbad. The guy has close to a million subscriber. He has tens of millions of views. He has Hollywood production videos. His career has, I mean, his life has like taken off in so many ways simply because of his looks. You know, again, he's 6 foot tall, decent looking Indian, no accent. He, again, Captain Sinbad is everything Yogi Obes was, except he was a whole Subway sandwich, you know, the 6-inch sandwich, taller than Yogi Obes. And again, Yogi Obes just could not accept that, and that just drove him crazy. It drove him off the deep end. So you guys out there gotta understand, dude, like, height is real, guys. Like, even if you're a fucking 50-year-old man like the Bagel Boy, you're still gonna be viewed as a boy. Ain't nobody gonna take you seriously, guys. This is why you guys out there watching this motherfucking video, if you're gonna have kids, stick your dick in a woman that has a decent height. Don't go to fucking Philippines, stick your dick in like 4'10" woman, because your child's gonna be a fucking midget, dude. So like, the best thing you can do for your child is height, looks, and hair. You know, hair, there's a transplant surgeries for that. You know, if I ever have a kid, I'm gonna tell them from day number one, listen, if you're gonna be losing your motherfucking hair, get a hair transplant, dude. Get a hair transplant, get LASIK, okay? That's the thing I'll tell my kid, you know? LASIK and hair transplant. If you were wearing glasses, if your hair is going away, transplant and LASIK, okay, guys? At the end of the day, guys, I can't stress this enough, guys. Like, looks and height are the most important things you can have. Guys, I don't care about money. I don't care about any, I mean, like, the most thankful thing I'm thankful for is my looks and my height. Granted, unlike Yogi Obes, I'm not a Chad. And yes, Yogi Obes did claim to be a Chad. But at that point, guys, you know, at that point, after meeting with Captain Sinbad, Yogi Obes claimed to be a Chad, and he also claimed to be a mouthpiece of God. At that point, guys, Yogi Obes has lost it, you know? He lost it simply because of his height inferiority compared to Captain Sinbad. Guys, that airline that killed 240 plus people, it happened because the curry seal was short, and because nobody took him seriously, and because to him life was and oops, landing, oops, you know, the oh my god, look, I disengaged the flaps rather than raising the landing gear. Too late, my nigger. You dead, motherfucker. You and 240 other people. So now you guys have to keep in mind that these are the same people that Trump is trying to import in this country, guys. Like, let me tell you something. Real motherfucking talk, okay? Real motherfucking talk here, okay, guys? Compared to the Indian kids I see at our masjid who go to the local flight school, I would, for real, I would rather take a DEI hired named Shaniqua as my pilot over the Indian kids who come to our masjid. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying anything negative about them. I'm simply saying, just because they have the body, the look of a 10-year-old kid, ain't nobody taking them seriously, dude. And because of that, they are not taking the world seriously. And in a way, you can't blame them, okay, guys? And this is why Indian woman will do anything to get with a white man simply because they want to upgrade their inferior Indian genetics. And to a certain degree, you can't blame them, guys. Like, you guys take me, for example. Unless the Indian girl is, like, fucking white, like, almost, like, Latina white, I would not stick my dick in an Indian girl. Like, your typical Pooja, yeah, no, I'm not sticking my dick in there, you know? So what does that tell you, dudes? At the end of the day, you guys either gotta understand and understand this really good. In this current world order, looks are the single most important thing out there. Oh God, I'm not ready to fall asleep, man. You know, usually this cava bar I hang out at is like really good for the food truck, but you know what? Since I've been coming here for like 2 weeks straight, I think people got used to us, and I'm not gonna come back here for a while. During the day, I'm going to somewhere else where it's a brewery, like old people, people who have money, they're going there. So after I make this video, guys, I'm probably gonna call it quits. Usually I stay here until 3-4 in the morning, but I haven't had an order since I came here, and I've been here for, what time is it right now? I can't see the clover. I've been here for probably a good hour. I haven't had an order. Usually I'd make almost $100 by now, but today and yesterday I didn't do anything, you know. And usually Saturday and Sundays are really good for us. So I think the people here got used to us being here every day, so there's nothing special about us. So you know what? I'm just gonna take the next couple of days and not come here anymore, you know. I'll focus more on going to the place we go to earlier in the day, and then maybe come here later on at night. I'll probably come here on like Thursdays and Fridays, and that's it, you know. Like 2 days or maybe 3 days a week I'll come here, but I'm not gonna come here until it's Sunday. I'm not gonna be here until Thursday, okay, guys? So yesterday I said to myself, you know what, I'm not gonna come back. And then after I finished at the brewery, I'm like, you know what, let me go. Sunday nights are usually a good night. Let me see what's going on. The fact that I got absolutely no order being here for going on to an hour and a half, I'm not gonna come here unless it's Thursday night, maybe Friday night, 3 days a week at the most. That's it, you know. Once you show up in a place like this for too long, people get used to you, and that's not a good thing, you know. You gotta feel the crowd, okay? When you go to a brewery where they have older, rich people, when they get used to you, they come to you more often, you know? You know, like the Cava Bar, because it's all, like 20-year-old kids, you know? First of all, they don't have a lot of money. You know, mommy and daddy don't give them that much money. Secondly, when they get used to you too much, knowing that you're going to be here every day, then they're like, yeah, you know, if I don't get him today, I'll get him tomorrow. So you guys out there, depending on the crowd, depending on their age, depending on their social status, depending on the location they're at, some people out there, they have to get used to you to become regulars. Other people out there, if they get used to you, they don't become regulars. So, like I said, my strategy now is this pub that I've been coming here for 2 weeks straight. I'm just gonna do this place like 2, maybe 3 days a week. And I'm only gonna come here on days where I know it's super packed, okay? So, yeah, I'm probably gonna call it quits right after I finish off this video, guys. So, like I said, guys, I wanted to make a video about this like the day after the flight crashed, but some of you guys that have been, oh, Amr, that's too early for you to speculate. That's kind of mean. But now that we know that it's almost certain that the plane fell out of the sky because the co-pilot accidentally disengaged the flaps rather than raising the landing gear. And again, dude, you know, if you're a fucking pilot, you did this like hundreds of times, if not thousands of times. That would be the equivalent of me putting rat poison rather than paprika into my seasoning. So this just goes to show you, if the guy didn't have a death wish, which I don't think he had, by the way, it shows that he's totally in that. And again, it goes back to the fact that because Indian people are so physically inferior because they have the body of a 10-year-old kid, nobody takes them seriously, and in return, they don't take the world seriously. And opposite of that, you know, you guys take me for example. I'm an ancient nigger who lives with his mama and delivers pizza. Actually, I make pizza. I make pita pizza, to be exact. But you know what? Because of my height, because of my looks, people take me seriously, and therefore, I gotta take the world seriously. But when you're a 5'4" Indian, nobody's taking you seriously. Therefore, you're not gonna take the world seriously. So what if you drink a little alcohol and you get arrested and spend the night in prison? So what, you know? So what if you accidentally disengage the flaps rather than raise the landing gear? Oops, you dead, my nigger. But it is what it is, guys. And this is why we should not let that ancient nigger, Taco Trump, import Indians into this country. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.